Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode 11 of the Stonywood Dice Crit Club podcast. So we've talked quite a bit on the podcast about the junior production line and all the great players we've produced. So here's a few of them of the current crop. So Jack Lamley, Stuart Lister, and Oscar. So first of all, guys, how are we keeping busy in lockdown? Are you all glad that cricket's back? Stuart, you must be buzzing.
Yeah, but I've been spending more time on the golf course than I have in the nets.
Same, and I will continue to be. Anyway, Roscoe?
I've not been doing very much, everyone. Just sitting around.
Just rocking the Roger Federer hairband there.
Well, it's getting out of control.
Jacko?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely nice to get back to some cricket. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, a long time coming, it has been. So today we're gonna do something a bit different. We're going to try and spice things up with a little challenge, and then after that we'll do a bit of a Q&A. To get to know these boys' stories and all that. So the challenge today is going to be a teammate, who am I? So basically, I'll give out clues and these guys are going to have to buzz in and try and guess at all these members, past and present. Remember, guys, emphasis on members. So it doesn't exactly, might not be someone who plays week in, week out. And it can be past and present. So basically, the rules are simple. I'll do a clue, these guys are going to buzz in and so on, and we'll do points as we go. So there's 8 in total, one of them overseas. So and once you've guessed in that round, you're out. So use it wisely and don't be trigger happy, you know? So anyway, right, well, we'll get going. First of all, we need buzzers. So Stuart, what's your buzzer going to be?
I'm just going to say my name.
Yeah. You're going to say my name? Okay. Jack?
Jack.
Ross?
I've got a whip.
Love it. Right, okay, so we'll start things off pretty easy, okay? Clue 1 for player 1. I played for Scotland, but not when I played for Stonywood Dice. And I played for Stonywood Dice pre-2000.
My name.
Yeah.
Stephen Knox.
Unbelievable. 3 points for Stuart. Has anyone got a pen? I've got a pen. That's good.
Good start.
You would have got it after the second and coached German cricket. Okay, number 2. Clue 1. My dad and brother played for Stonywood Dice, but I'm better known for my batting. No, that's a bit vague. Anyone? Clue 2? You ready?
Okay.
I am the longest serving Stonywood Dice cricket club captain.
Oh, my name.
Oh, no.
Oh, who was it? They're going to have to go to the wire.
I think it was Roscoe.
I think I've got it wrong because I'm thinking first team captain.
Is it? Oh.
It was first team captain. I should have been more specific. So go on, Ross, because you were there, were you?
Bob Lam.
No, wrong. Stuart.
Is it Sean Kutzer?
No.
Jack.
Yeah.
David Lam.
There we go. Well done. Bob Lam. No way. Right, Jack gets 2 points for that one. Come on, you've got to be getting that. Right. So that's a few of our past ones. We'll maybe go to a bit more recent now, okay? See if we can get this one. So clue 1 for player 3. I hail from the cricketing town of Huntley. Very vague. If you want to throw a guess, go for it. Very vague. Right, clue 2. I think you'll get this one from this. My cousin is captain of Stonywood Dice Cricket Club first team. Come on. Clue 3. I played for Stonywood Dice in my one and only season last year.
My name.
Oh.
Is it?
Oh, Jack.
No, Stuart buzzed in.
Is it Liam Ferguson?
Yes, do guess a point. How did you not get that? Cousin?
I didn't know their cousins. No, we're not, but I didn't know their cousins.
I thought, I might have got that wrong, but Jack always used to say. Right, Stu gets 1 point. Okay, if it's right or wrong, someone can fact check me. Right, okay. Player 4. We're flying through these. Clue 1. I first came across Stonywood Dice through a junior summer camp.
Me.
Yeah, Ross. Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Correct. 3 points. That was good. That was a mistake one. I was going to do Thomas Sam for that one, but I couldn't think of any other clue about him. Right. we're sitting nicely here. Ross on three, Jack's on two, Stu's on four. Right, rattling through these. Player five. Can you still hear me okay?
Yeah.
Player five, clue one. I'm the only player to have played test match cricket and played for Stourbridge Dykes.
Oh, I know. Oh.
Clue two. Mike Lowe really doesn't like me.
I know who it is, but I don't know his name. He's on the honours board like 1,000 times.
No, it's not. It's not Arno Jacobs.
Did he play? Was it New Zealand?
Yep.
Oh, was it Kruger?
Yeah, Kruger won one. I'll give you that, Jack.
I should watch other podcasts. I've not.
he's popped up quite a lot. He's not Mike Lowe's best mate in the slightest. Right, we've got three more. Okay, clue one for player six. I have spent, rumoured to have spent, a very, very long time at the University of Aberdeen.
My name. Is it Andrew McLaren?
No. Jack, yeah?
George Lennon.
3 points to Jack.
I was going to go George.
Trigger happy, Stuart Lister. That's not good. Okay, clue seven. This is a tricky one. I hail from Renfrew, but I moved to Aberdeen for uni.
Jack.
Oh.
Is it Hoodie?
Oh, great shout. Yes. This is maybe too easy. I thought this was going to be harder. That's cracking. Right, so I think Jack takes the lead. Jack's on eight, Ross three, Stu four. So Jack has an unassailable lead. But we'll do the final one anyway, okay? This could be a slippy one, okay?
I think this one should be double or nothing.
You know what? Yeah, we'll do it. Winner takes all, okay? Winner takes all, number eight. Okay, so clue one. I have been the secretary of Stourbridge Dykes quite recently. No. Clue two, my partner is so heavenly involved. Yeah.
Is it Lily?
Yes, good shout. Jack came from behind there to win it. Right, yeah, that was Lily McLaren. Okay, so bit of something different. Thought we'd try a wee challenge. Who am I? Get some past and present members. Maybe I made that a bit easier than it could have been, but you know, I couldn't think of too many clues. But anyway, we'll get on to a Q&A now. So, start things off, boys. Have you got a favourite performance in a Stourbridge Dykes shirt? Start with yourself, Stuart.
I don't really know. It's probably got to be that that my maiden ton against Manorfield at Harlow, yeah. I think it was just a nice day, you know?
Just a nice day. Yeah, Jack.
I'd probably have to say the 1-4-2 against Grammar. I'd say that's
one
probably
2. That was a good one. Ross?
Big day in the newspapers.
You've got a ton to speak about, Ross.
No, I've not got any centuries to talk about, unfortunately, or any fifers. I've had a fourfer against, was it Scottish Cup? What round was it? Was it Final 16 or?
No, I think that was a threefer. I think you got your fourfer against Strathmore.
Strathmore?
Yeah, it was Strathmore, I think, 2017.
That's more than I do.
But I could answer the question for you.
Badger.
Do you guys remember, obviously we spoke a lot about, in the previous podcast, about guys, you know, like people like Mike Lowe, Alan Barron back in the day, Ian Leask, you know, taking the juniors through. Have you got a favourite teammate over the years that's like really helped you brought on your game, Stourbridge Dykes? Start with yourself, Steve.
I think it's probably because he lives in Huntley, it's got to be Michael Lowe.
Yeah.
Many a car journey into Dice. Quite a long trip sometimes, but yeah.
I just like all the overseas amateurs, I just like them and look up to them, and it's just nice having them. I think they're the most.
Yeah. That's good. Jack?
I have to say probably Gareth from last year.
Yeah.
I thought we got along really well, and it was So I've helped me a lot in my game as well, like on and off the pitch. So it was, yeah, good. Spent a lot of time with him as well.
Yeah, no, that's good. Do you guys remember your first team debuts? Any memories of the first team? Just starting out in the first team?
I had mine at Perth Duke.
Yeah. And your first ball. I remember your first ball.
And Marty Reid was keeping first ball. It was a full toss down leg side.
Because you were standing at the top of your mark, like.
Disaster. I was terrified.
Steve?
I remember it was against Gordonians, and Kiddo handed me my cap, and I went out to bat with Liam. First ball, flipped it. He smashed it down the ground for a six, I'm pretty sure. Like, first ball of the game.
Yeah. No, that was Gordonian 2017, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then Jack took absolute screamers and slipped.
Yes, yeah. Jack, remember yours? Was it the...
It was Dundee High, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, Dundee High.
Dundee High at home. I remember standing at final leg watching Costa ball that year, that game. It was pretty frightening. But
He was quite frightening. More ways than one. And then also, you guys have progressed really well through the regional cricket, Cali ranks, and also into the Scotland stuff. So have you guys got a favourite performance or just a favourite memory playing in for the Cali Highlanders? Anything of note, Jack?
I'd probably say it was when we played East at Aberdeenshire. It was the first game we'd won for Cali in a good few years and managed to get a few runs as well, which is always a good rewarding.
So.
It was probably that game. It was the closest game to home. Every other home game had been like Perth Duquet or Falkland. So it was the only one I didn't have to get up at like 4:30 for. So I and we actually won. I think that was the first and only game I won in a Cali shirt.
Do you normally say Falkland, mate? You wake up at 4:30.
Roscoe? That game as well, I had like 3 for 20 or something like that off turnovers.
Yeah.
And that was a good game just because we won and we were used to getting.
Absolutely, that is racing with. Yeah, no, it's always good to win. And then, obviously, moving on from that, obviously, you've all played for Scotland under 17s in the last few years. So, any memories of that? And can you remember the debut and obviously getting the email or phone call or whatever it was getting called up?
I was actually away at school. I was just chilling with my roommate and I got the email through and I was like, oh, cool. And then he was like, what was that? And I showed him my laptop. And he was like, oh, mate, you should probably go and tell people about that. And I was like, nah, I'll leave it. I'll wait till after summer.
And do you remember your first game?
My first game was at Dumfries, but it got rained off after like 10 overs. We were absolutely cruising as well.
Yeah, but you got some runs in the second game, didn't you?
Pardon?
Runs in the second game.
Yeah, I think I got 40 odd. I backed the kid called Zach Roman. We batted for probably a good hour and a half. It was just a nice day to bat, I think.
Good experience then, yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
Good stuff. Roscoe?
I was sitting in the garden when I was told about it.
I wasn't meaning like exactly where you were.
It was a study day. And I think it was about a week away, and then the first game was a one-day game, and I just spent the whole day fielding, didn't bowl. And the next day was a T20, and I was the ninth choice bowler. And that
maybe you should have got you on the podcast then.
Then I had the 20. So,
Jack, any happier thoughts?
Well, I made my debut last year against Lincolnshire.
Yep.
At Uddingston. I was similar to Ross. Stood in the field. Didn't
you say sitting in the garden waiting for
I was didn't get the opportunity to have a ball, but was batting at 10. I think I got 5 or something like that. But it was just really nice to get the opportunity to actually play for Scotland and, you know, be able to represent your own country. I think that's pretty special. So.
It is cool.
I love playing at Uddingston because it smells like caramel wafers. Right next to Tonic Factory, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, that's good. I mean, it's a shame that you guys obviously haven't got cricket this year. You never know. Cricket Scotland might produce some games, but We'll see. Going back to the Stonywood Dice stuff, have you got a favourite game that you've been involved in at Stonywood Dice? There's been a few belters over the years, nail biters. Jack?
I think last year was a great game against Crescent. I remember we bought them out for, I think it was well over 200, I think.
Yeah.
We were batting in second. I remember Georgie just batting the whole way through, and it was really good to bat with him, obviously, and being at the other end and got a few runs myself. And then I think we lost one run, or was it a handful of runs?
It was one run. No, your dad mentioned that as well. He said, just a great game, 450 runs on the board, and then Georgie just needed three off the last ball, and he just couldn't get it, unfortunately, which was such a shame because he batted so well that day.
It was really, really good to see him performing really well from the other end. It was good to watch.
Yeah. My cricketing idol, George Robertson. Stewie?
I think it was an odd day, actually. I remember back in 2006, my second season at Stonywood, when we had that Mike Lowe Dream Team. And first game of the season, I was in the car with him going in, and he was like, "We've got a special guest today." And I was like, who could it be? And then we arrived, and I went out to bat. I think I opened with Mark Lamley, and I think we moved five down, and then Stuart Kutzer walks the crease, and he just absolutely teed off. I think he was like 40 odd off about 20 balls his first inning back in like 5 years. It was just unbelievable to watch.
Yeah, he sounds like just a great player, and just someone who just like just got the best attitude ever for cricket. It's just like, if it's your day, it's your day. If it's not your day, it's not your day. And that's been well documented that he just rocked up, didn't he? And went, "I'm going to hit this first ball for six," and almost did it. Roscoe, got a favourite game?
I've got a couple.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Playing in the playoff against Kelso.
Yeah.
I'm winning that, getting promotion. And we got many bus down and back. That was a good day. Fun.
No, that wasn't a good day, the minibus. The minibus was Kristofferson, and I think we were probably home by this time, 3:30 in the afternoon.
Oh yeah, no.
No, the one that I was playing.
No, we didn't get a minibus to Kelso, remember?
We did.
We definitely didn't.
We did.
Okay. If you say so, Ross. What's your saying?
I was scoring the match, some of the match.
I should have added that, actually. What's your favourite game you've scored?
Strange, and that was a really close game, one where Liam took a dodgy catch, and Kiddo was bumping people. And
did you not bump someone out that game, Ross?
No, Ross was scoring.
Kelso, the pro.
Yeah, Kelso.
Yeah, Kelso. He bumped out the pro, and David Kidd made a bit of a wobble on it, but he got there eventually.
Nothing.
Right, the grade game was a good one. Sorry, Ross, I should have asked a question saying what was your favourite game to score, but yeah, you're right. And just to clarify, Liam Lindsay did not take any catch in that game.
It was about five feet
in front of him. Anyway, no, that's good. What about our funniest teammate over the years at Stonywood? We've had a few characters. Obviously, you mentioned Matt Jabba there. He's known for a few tricks.
I actually think Josh Newton.
Yeah.
Josh, there was a couple of times when I was batting with him, and he would like literally like take his helmet off after a three, and he'd be like rinsing out. But he made a joke of it. Like for him, it was funny, and it was just good crack to bat with.
Yeah, no, he was a really good guy to have around the club. I suppose he was a ball of fresh air, wasn't he?
Yeah.
My funniest, The funniest player I play with is Mark Lamley. Week in, week out, it just makes me laugh every time I see him. He's just giggling away, and it's just so fun, and so makes me smile.
Love it. Jacko?
I'd say between Thomas Samuel and Jordan Squire. I like those.
Yeah,
they're a good crack.
Yeah, strong answers there. No, yeah, that's good. What about favourite teammate? Someone that you just love, like looking at a team sheet, you just love playing cricket with.
That's a good one.
I think I've got mine.
Go, shoot.
Sean Kutzer.
Same.
When you're walking out and he's giving you the Haribos, or you're walking out to bat and he's like, don't worry. It's fine.
Last year I do remember just like starbursts just flying from left, right, and centre while you're trying to field. No, you're right, that's a really good one. It's just nice and fun to play with. Just chill. Okay. Roscoe?
I don't know. I don't have very many favourites, if I'm honest. I like playing with Jan because when I'm bull and he's standing at mid on and mid off, just chatting away.
Always mid off, I think, isn't it?
Just chatting away to you, giving you some tips and
Jacko.
Between a few, I'd probably say Jan as well, because it's good to sort of get tips off him and pick his brains during the middle of a game because he's got experience. And then, well, I suppose it's always good fun to play with Dad as well. I reckon that's...
Yeah, nice. Good rivalry you've got going on there, obviously, with the runs. And I think you take a few more wickets than him, but the runs is definitely...
Oh, yeah, he's definitely ahead on the runs, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not bowling, so...
Exactly. We spoke about it last week. We should definitely give Mark the ball a bit more. I'd like to see him trundle through. We giggle halfway through or something.
You almost took a hat-trick, remember?
Oh, yeah, I dropped the hat-trick, yeah.
This is always an interesting one, and obviously maybe it's a bit harder for the older guys to answer this one, but is there a Stonywood Dice ex-player that you never got to play with that you would have really liked to play cricket with that you can think of? I've got a few answers for this one, but it's interesting to see what you would say. Jack will lead us off.
Just by going off what's on the honours board, I'd probably say Jacobs. He was, by the looks of things, he looked like he was unreal. So I think it would have been good to watch him. But so,
absolutely, Stevie.
I think this is going to make me sound like a fanboy, but I think Kyle Kutzer, because I mean, in theory, you just bat at the other end, just hit a single, and let him sort the fireworks.
Good. Roscoe,
I played with Ian Leask once, Gandalf. No, yeah, mm-hmm. And Duthie Park, but it would have been nice to play a few games with him.
Yeah, he's a most good guy to have around and always takes ridiculous catches.
I was waiting to see, he still takes unreal catches to this
day. I just love his passion for it, he just loves it. When I grew up, he would take a screamer every single game. It was ridiculous in the slips. What about future ambitions then, guys, in and out with cricket, obviously? We get some cricket games later in the year, but what's your guys' ambitions for this year and then going on, Stevie?
I think I'm just going to see how far it goes. You know, it's hard to make predictions, you know, but I think, you know, let it do what it's going to do.
Yeah, good stuff. Chaco?
I'd love to keep progressing through the ranks at sort of Cali and Scotland and stuff, as well as just to enjoy my game as well. And just enjoy playing for Stonywood as well.
Absolutely.
I'd like to just stay in the Scotland set up for as long as I can and start playing more at uni. Hopefully get a bit more out of that rather than just...
So we're coming to Edinburgh 15.
Yeah.
Talk about RGU as a Jack, will we? not quite the mighty, the famous. What about you guys got a favourite opposition when you see the fixtures come out that you always look forward to?
Aberdeenshire, Derby Day.
Derby Day, get yourself hyped for that one.
Even in the like under 13s, under 15s, under 19s grades, the sixes day.
Just whenever.
Every time we play Aberdeenshire, I just have loads of fun, even though we lose most of the time.
See?
I actually quite like playing against Meagle. Played against them a couple of times, and I just get the impression they're just a nice bunch of guys.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it would be nice playing against them in prime this
and
year.
We usually win as well, that helps.
Always good. Jacko?
Our broth away.
I wonder why.
The tees.
they're a good bunch of lads there, and obviously, the tees are unreal as well. So,
yeah, it's the only thing I don't like about our brothers how big it is.
God, a lot of threes for days, isn't it?
Yeah, God, a lot of running at our bros.
I should have
maybe on the same wavelength thing, but a favourite ground that you've played at?
I'd say Titwood.
Titwood, yeah. I've never been twice in that, but yeah, it's quite good, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's lovely ground, yeah.
Stewie?
I'd have to say Gordonston. It's an absolute road, and you don't have to run.
No,
perfect.
Yeah, good Roscoe, People's Park maybe. Ellen, the Meadows and Ellen.
Yeah, I played at a nice pitch in Lincolnshire. Like there was a whole clubhouse, and it was massive, and it was just like it felt really fancy and premium, and the food was good, and it was just fab.
Good stuff. And then one of the last questions, then we'll go for is what's your favourite thing about Stonywood Dice?
Only do hard questions here.
Favourite thing about playing for Stonywood Dice, training at Stonywood Dice, or just generally being involved?
I think everyone gets along with everyone. I think it's just everyone is a great bunch of lads. I think it's a nice, nice atmosphere, good environment. So, yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. Stewie?
I think it's got to be the people. You know, if you want to improve, there's the group of people there that will help you do it. But also, if you want to have a laugh, there's also a very large group of people who are very funny.
Good stuff.
I like having fun with everybody at cricket, at training and on game days, and how everybody's involved in everything. Like when it's the end of the season and you've got to tidy stuff up and the square's got to be done and everybody's involved. Just
good stuff. So that's probably it. It was just a short one today, bit of a challenge, and then we've got a Q&A about these guys, get their brains a bit about their Stonywood memories. So thanks very much for coming on, guys, and sharing some of your answers. And thanks everyone for watching.